Turn with me to Genesis 32. We're going to take a look at some incredible things that God did, if you will, and recorded in His Scripture for us to strengthen us, to give us, if you will, perseverance and understanding of how things can change in our life if we'll just trust Him and be faithful. You know, the many times, I don't know if you've gone to bed in your life and be troubled before you go to bed, and you just say, well, I got to sleep on this thing. And maybe some of you have had the challenge that you didn't sleep all night dealing with an issue that maybe you had or have in your life at this particular time. But here we're going to see a picture of a man that God chose and used from the womb. And we'll see here in the Scripture that there were two brothers, twins. And we've probably studied as, if you will, as people that have come in the church and come up in the church as children about the birth of Esau and Jacob, and how that the deception that took place to get the birthright or the blessing from God, and in doing so, Jacob had to flee from his brother. And he fled from his brother for his life because there was a threat to kill him. So he went into a region, and as they were both born, they were given names. Esau given a name because he was hairy. And Jacob giving a name since he was a heel grabber, the supplanter, if you will. And Jacob was his name. And so as he went into, and I'm just kind of, if you will, rushing through this to get to my text, but as he was also in a far country away from the promised land, he was, if you will, tricked himself there on one occasion. And he ended up marrying two different sisters. And now he's getting prepared to come back to his, if you will, promise of the homeland, if you will, the promised land. And in doing so, he knows he's going to have to confront or come in confrontation, if you will, with his brother Esau. I don't know if you have an issue or a challenge in your life. Maybe there's a loved one that at one point in your life or walk that you've come across that you've somehow now separated out of, if you will, anger or, if nothing else, grown cold in your fellowship or relationship together. But God can mend that through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, through being, if you will, humbling ourselves before God and letting Him, if you will, change our hearts. Before we go to the text, let's bow together. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, help set me aside, Lord God, and just use Your Word in a way, Father, that if it be Your will, touch hearts here tonight, touch souls here tonight if need be. Some of those that could be struggling with issues in their lives, challenges within possibly their health or their families. Lord God, I pray that they will be administered to by Your Word and by the Holy Spirit tonight and brought to the surface, if you will, brought to the light and delivered from the struggles they may have. Thank You, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen. If you would here and turn with me to Genesis 32, and we're going to start in, if you will, and see in verse 1, and we're going to address, as it brings us, if you will, a picture of Jacob preparing to take his family back home, if you will, to the promised land, to the area where he was to be in his homeland. And we see it says here in verse 1, and Jacob went on his way, and the angels of God met him. And when Jacob saw them, he said, "This is God's host." And he called the name of that place Mahanaim. Jacob heading back, if you will, going back home. I don't know if you've had that experience of your own. I know this song that we just sang here a few minutes ago. I've had opportunity to visit my old home church, as Brother Doug did, and brought a revival last week. And it's always a blessing to go back and see some of those loved ones that have been there for a long, long time. And as you're going back to do those things, sometimes you have high hopes to see someone maybe you hadn't seen in a long time. And when that happens, it's such a blessing. Well, here Jacob, if you see here, he is met by God's host. As if you will, a picture of it is good for him to return. And it goes on to say here, though, and Jacob sent messengers before him to Esau, his brother, unto the land of Seir, the country of Edom. He sent a message ahead, if you will, to prepare the way before what he was about to encounter. You know, many times we in prayer sometimes, I hope it be the case for you, we anoint decisions that we make in prayer. If you have a difficult decision coming before you, or if you will, a circumstance that you're going to have to deal with or live through, I'll use that term, it's good to anoint it in prayer. Amen? And so we see this in this context. Jacob sent a messenger ahead to somehow, if he will, make Esau aware of his return. When he left and they parted from each other, there was a threat upon Jacob's life that Esau was wanting to kill him for the trickery, if he did, for the birthright, the blessing. So as we see that in the context of the Scripture, that there's a great deal of preparation that Jacob goes through in these Scriptures. And I'm going to take you on over to verse 24 in just a second. But we see in this preparation that Jacob is once again kind of planning and scheming, if you will, trying to figure out a way to make this work. You know, have you ever tried to rationalize in your walk as a child of God why something that you want to do it a certain way? I mean, many times we make that mistake, if you will, to say, well, if I just do this or that, and then this will be okay, without being specific. And sometimes we get ourselves into more, if you will, a greater dilemma in trying to prepare things than if we would just go do it. And so here we see that Jacob, within his scheming and planning, or if you will, trying to put together the way he's going to reunite with his brother, he was going to prepare some people in hosts, or if you will, groups. And he was making a pattern of those groups, if you will, of animals and people, and if you will, the priorities in his life. You know, we get trapped in our priorities sometimes, and we set aside God at times when we should always put Him first in our decision making. Look at the Scripture now as it goes on. And it says here that he took his people, his family, his belongings, his possessions, and he positioned them to go across, if you will, and to go across the Jabbok, if you will, there, the rivers, tributaries there. And it said, and he sent them, in verse 23, and he took them and he sent them over the brook and sent them over that he had. He sent them ahead of himself. And in verse 24, it says here in the Scripture, and Jacob was alone, and there he wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. You know, in the picture of the Scripture, I know from experience with my kid and children that I can last about 35, 45 minutes of wrestling and with time out. But you can see, if you will persevere in your faith in what God may have you going through and hang on to the Lord as you go into those tests and trials, and maybe as you go into a night, if you will, in the picture of this Scripture, a challenge to your faith, a challenge to maybe a health issue, or maybe a personal issue, or maybe it's just your faith being tested before the Lord God. Here it shows a picture, if you will, Jacob wrestling. It says here, as the Scripture reads, he wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. If you can put in your mind's eye a setting, if you will, of two men, if you will, struggling through the night. Perseverance, many times when we're under, if you will, under persecution, is not a simple thing. Many times we struggle and we want to blame somebody or give up. But here Jacob, the supplanter, if you will, the one that many times used another access to escape responsibility in some cases, he's hanging on. He's holding on through the night. And in verse 25 it goes on to say, and when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint, and he wrestled with him. You see where God can touch us. In many ways we can see how here in this picture that, if you will, Jacob hanging on, persevering through the night, and then having his joint, if you will, his body touched in a way that he would be halted, as the Scripture is going to bear up in a second. Possibly painful, possibly something that challenged his very intent to hang on and bear up under the pressure that he was going through. So here in this picture of the Scripture we see, and it touched the hollow of his thigh. Put it, if you will, out of joint. And verse 26, and he said, "Let me go, for the day breaketh." And he said, "I will not let thee go, except thou bless me." You know, in our prayer life, I pray that you're challenged within your prayer life, that when you address the throne of God through the Lord Jesus Christ, that you persevere and bring your needs before God and come to that point of peace when you leave them at the foot of the cross. Are you there in your life to where you can come and bring that need there and know that within the scope of approaching God, that there's a blessing there for you? There's a blessing there for you if you cast your heart and your cares. He says, "Cast your cares upon me, for I careth for you." Are you drawn to God with every need in your life? Are you, if you will, with full confidence when you have a struggle, if you will, wrestling with something within your spirit and soul? Have you got the full confidence in your heart that you can come before God and lay it at His feet and have confidence there'll be a blessing there? Amen. I pray that you can come to that, and you are there. And we see this, "Except thou bless me." Jacob had confidence in this situation where he was. You know, many of us, when we encounter pain or, if you will, inconvenience in our walk with the Lord Jesus Christ, sometimes we faint away. Sometimes we, if you will, maybe falter in that context. When we come into a situation, it might be painful in the sense of a relationship, painful in the sense of a persecution. Those things sometimes can slow us up a little bit. But here Jacob held on. He says, "I will not let go except thou bless me." If you will, a full confidence, a determination to wait on the Lord. Wait on what was to come. Wait on what could happen. And verse 27, and he said unto him, "What is thy name?" And he said, Jacob. You know, we all have a name. You know, is your name in the book of Lamb's Book of Life? I pray that you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior here tonight. And if you don't, this may be a good night to come and accept Him as your Savior. Here, this personage of Christ in my mind, I see, he says, "What is your name?" As if he didn't know his name. But yet here in this context we see, and it says, "And he said unto him, What is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, Thy name shall be called no more Jacob." You know, this is a picture of washing away sins in that context, because his name meant the supplanter, the heel grab, if you will, the deceitful one in context of his name at birth. And now God's going to change that name. He's going to bring that name, if you will, to here as it says in the Scripture, "The name that you shall be called Jacob no more, but Israel, for as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed." Thank God, bringing about, if you will, a situation of the newness of life when you come to know Jesus Christ as your Savior. Born again, if you will, in that picture. Here Jacob was given not only a blessing of that only being called Israel, a prince with God, if you will, in the scriptural context, and in his literal name change, but also being relieved of that name that always was with him. And so we see here now, and he says, "But Israel, for as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed." Do you know how to prevail? Do you know how to hang on and just stay down on your knees in prayer until you get peace in a challenge of your prayer life? Do you know how to keep coming to the Lord and bringing it in a way that God knows the whole of your heart and what your needs are? Jacob prevailed here in this context. He held on through, if you will, through the storm, the challenge of the wrestling with Christ, if you will. And verse 29, it goes on to say, "And Jacob asked him and said, Tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, Wherefore is that thou doest ask after my name? And he blessed him there." You know, within this picture of this relationship that came about within the night of the wrestling, toiling together, if you will, and then Jacob sits being displaced, if you will, with pain, no doubt, or somehow discomfort. And Jacob prevailed by hanging on, if you will, grasping and clinging to God Almighty, the Lord, if you will, here. And He blessed him for his perseverance. Praise God for perseverance of the saints. I know that my life has been changed by people praying for me as a youth. I know that you can change the lives of some people by praying for them, because God moves in powerful and mighty and different ways. And what's impossible with man is possible with God. So we see this, if you will, a struggle, if you will, and changes the spirit and the nature, if you will, and the name of Jacob. And he comes about to be blessed, if you will, a blessing beyond the blessing of Abraham and Isaac. If you will, the blessing of a new relationship with God, a name change. And look how this affects him in verse 30. And Jacob called the name of that place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved, if you will, eternally, for eternity. His, if you will, his life was preserved. You can see within his, if you will, change of his heart and his intent here through this struggle, just like we, when we came to the Lord Jesus Christ and accepted Him as our personal Savior, born again of the Spirit, brought into a newness of life, delivered from the sins of the past. Or can you get excited about that, thinking about that, that you might be able to, if you will, witness to someone that's struggling? There could be someone here tonight struggling with an issue. I pray that you have the confidence to bring that need right here to the throne of God, here to this altar, down to these steps, if you will. And I would be just wonderfully pleased to be able to pray with you about those issues. Here within the Scripture we see that not only has God prepared a way for Jacob, now Israel, a prince with God. What a name. Wasn't that marvelous how God is so tender and loving and compassionate toward us, that He gives us peace in the midst of a storm? Jacob has still got to travel forward. It says here now in verse 31, and as he passed over Peniel, and the sun rose up upon him, and he halted upon his thigh. There was damage done to his physical body in the change of this newness of his renaming being Israel, blessed of God. There was a change within his physical body, one that halted him, caused him to walk with a limp. You know, if you were trying to, witness to a lost person and say, well, listen, you can come to Christ, but it's gonna cost you either an arm and a leg or a limp. How would that testimony be? But yet Jesus Christ says, come to me, all that are weary and heavy laden. Take my cross upon you. It is light, it is not heavy. Take this, if you will, this gift of grace and mercy and salvation that was paid for by His blood upon the cross. With this, we see that he moved on. He went on with confidence into the land that he was to go and possess as the promise. And in chapter 33, verse 1, this is significant in the mind of those who are saved to have the confidence to take on the challenges of life as they come at us. Coming to Christ will change your eternal position here. But the natural life will still go on. It'll be up to us to testify and witness for the Lord Jesus Christ and come into, if you will, and face those challenges face and head on. Here Jacob, it says in the Scripture in verse 1 of chapter 33, and Jacob lifted up his eyes, and he looked, and behold, Esau came. Now this was in his preparation prior to this struggle through the night and being blessed of God. The circumstances were still real. And how did he know, but if you will, in the context of the Scripture, that the same circumstances may still prevail, as if his brother was coming to kill him, if you will. But yet he was delivered through the struggle, and he prevailed, and he was called, if you will, a prince before God and before men, power before God and power before men. Look how God works when we prevail in our faith in following Him. Look at this picture that could have been disastrous because of Esau's vengeance if that had been the case. But look what the Scripture has to say. He lifted up his eyes and he looked and beheld Esau came, and with him 400 men. Oh my, it doesn't look good. 400 men. And he divided the children unto Leah and unto Rachel and unto the two handmaids. And verse 2, and he put the handmaids and their children foremost, and in Leah and her children after, and Rachel and Joseph hinder. Jacob, if you will, was still making priorities in the flesh. He's blessed of God, protected, if you will, by God, blessed of God. And look what happens now in verse 3. And he passed over before them, and he bowed himself to the ground 7 times. You see a humility within Jacob now. You see, if you will, a broken, contrite spirit within him to understand humility in a much greater sense. He bows himself 7 times approaching his brother Esau. God gives us these dimensions, these word pictures in our mind where we can perceive the integrity and the beauty and the power within His Word. And it goes on to say here, he bowed himself 7 times until he came near his brother. There's always those things that we have to deal with. There's those confrontations. Those are, if you will, those beautiful moments within our walk with the Lord Jesus Christ when we come to that point where we have to do something about a challenge in our life. Jacob was faithful to pursue and go forward, even though the outcome still could have been, if you will, in the flesh, disastrous. And look what God had done. Look what God had done for Esau and for Jacob, Israel now. In verse 4 it says, and Esau ran to meet him and embraced him and fell on his neck and kissed him, and they wept. My dear friend, I hope and pray that if it's you that has an issue tonight and you have a situation that you need to endure until the end and let the Lord bear you up until you get there, then when you get there, you're able to hug someone's neck. And if you weep, praise God. Praise God. So here we see that God in His sovereign providential plan, that even through time and through, if you will, much labor and challenges when these in Jacob's life, He changed Esau's heart to greet him in a compassionate and loving way. Praise God that we can trust Him. We have so much greater testimony and witness within the canonization of the Bible that can bring us to a greater understanding at times of what God has intent for us. We are blessed of people. We are, if you will, children of the kingdom, if you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and your Redeemer. I pray if there be one here tonight that is struggling with an issue, give it to the Lord Jesus Christ. Take it to the foot of the cross tonight. Humble yourself as we see Jacob in his position before God, but still humbled himself when he came to the confrontation with his brother of long. So with that tonight, I just want to close there and ask you that if there's an issue in your life that God's dealing with you, persevere in prayer. Be prepared to humble yourself before God and let Him lift you up. Amen? He can deal and He can change anything that's going on in your life if you give Him the opportunity. Approach Him, if you will. Ask Him for that promise of peace. Jesus says, my peace I leave with you, not as the world gives, my peace. I hope you have that peace tonight. If you don't have that peace tonight, come down. Come forward that we might bring you and pray with you. And if it be God's will, deliver you tonight and you could be saved as well. As we close with music, as we close with a song of invitation, I just asked you if you would consider that in your heart if you're struggling with something tonight. Humble yourself. Bring it to the Lord Jesus Christ.